Hello everyone and welcome back to my channel. Welcome to my channel if this is your first time here. My name is Megan and I am the witch here around the cauldron. And today's video is going to be a life update, basically a sort of where I've been, what I've been doing, what I'm going to be doing in the future and how some things are going. It's probably going to be a long one, so grab a cup of coffee or tea, sit down, put it on in the background as you clean or whatever. If you're only interested in certain parts of the video, there will be timestamps in the description, so check those out as well. I feel like I need to talk a little bit about our move and how our move went, because it was not fun. It hasn't been fun. It's been actually very stressful. And I've been trying to work through some of my own thoughts and process my emotions about this, because the fact that we moved was my idea. I was not entirely happy in Florida. Honestly, most of the reason that I wanted to leave had to do with the politics and the fact that, like, there was nowhere for me to, like, go to the river or go into the forest or whatever, because, yeah, they are there, but it's not what I wanted. You know, I can't just stick my foot into a body of water in Florida. That's dangerous. I was missing Oregon and I wanted to go back. We couldn't go back because it was expensive. We couldn't afford to do it on our own, and we were like splitting away from my parents because we bought the house together in Florida and we were living together, but then things happened and we felt like it was just the right time for us to not live together in a multi-generational household anymore. So that happened, and Oregon was out of the question at that point because we just couldn't afford it. So we looked around. There are so many things that you have to weigh when you're talking about moving and finding a place to live. We have a child, so we were looking at schools and the crime rate and the population and like the wealth of different counties and different things like that. Those all sort of have to be taken into consideration when we move. And since I work remote and I'm self-employed, I'm not tied down to a job, but my fiance is. So that also had to play a role in where we moved, because we had to make sure that he would be able to find work. The whole process was a nightmare. Listing our house in Florida, it took 2 months for the house to sell. Yeah, 2 months for the house to sell. We were very fortunate that we were not upside down on the house, because we bought the house before the market just skyrocketed. We were very lucky in that fact. So we had originally found a house up here in Maine that we went under contract, a contingent contract. So our purchase of the house in Maine was contingent on the sale of our house in Florida. And as soon as we accepted an offer on our house in Florida, the person that's selling their house in Maine changed their mind. They no longer wanted to sell their home. And the offer that we accepted in Florida was a cash offer, surprisingly, which shocked us. But they wanted a quick close because they wanted to be in the house before Christmas, which, whatever, but that left us with like 2 weeks to find a place to live. So the house we're in, we kind of settled for. Because there was this whole thing of being self-employed and not being able to use my current income on like a monthly basis. They have to, for a loan, they have to go based on my taxes. And my income significantly increased from the previous year, but we weren't able to like qualify for more money than we did. Let's just leave it at that. So our options were limited, and this is the house that we ended up in. This would not have been my first choice for the house that we're in right now. It needs work. There are structural issues with the foundation in the basement that need to be fixed, which we just got a quote for is like $15,000. And a lot of money is going to need to be put into this house for it to last, basically. So that whole thing has been stressful. The process of moving up here was stressful because that freak storm that happened in December that knocked out power to basically the entire state of Maine, it washed out roads and it was just, it flooded everywhere. Yeah, we followed that storm all the way from Florida to Maine. 3 days we drove in the rain and the wind, and it was a nightmare. And I feel so bad for my fiance when he was driving because he was the one pulling the trailer, and it was not fun. Even watching him pull the trailer was not fun for me. So we get up here and we get into our hotel that has no power, and they're running on a generator, and we were in the car for 3 days driving and we couldn't even take a hot shower because there was no power. So immediately when we get up here, it was like one bad thing right after another, after another, after another. So I think things are finally starting to settle down. It's no longer freezing. There's no snow on the ground or ice or anything. So that is really boosting my mood at least. And I hope it's helping my fiance. Yeah, but that's been like the basic gist of our move from Florida to Maine. And now that the weather is warming up, we are able to do more things and be outside and go different places. So I'm hoping that things get better, because it was not supposed to be like this. And I have cried way too many times in the 4 or 5 months that we've been up here for absolutely all of the stress that this whole thing has caused us. I keep telling myself, like, it wasn't supposed to be like this. It wasn't supposed to happen like this. Things were not supposed to be this way. It was supposed to be easier. And I know all of those, like, it was supposed to, or we should, or what if, like, those thoughts aren't helpful. But yeah, so many tears cried. So that was our move. And yeah, hopefully things settle down soon. In other news, my book is finally published. I started writing a shadow work book in 2020. Probably during the pandemic because I had time. Over the course of 4 years, it has evolved from a book into a course on my website when I had members on my website, back to a book. And I honestly put off publishing it because I was scared, which is really funny because that's part of my own personal shadow work. Why was I scared to publish the book? I'm afraid what other people are going to think. I am, you know, worried about the smallest potential of backlash for using the word shadow work or the term shadow work, because I'm not using it in a psychological perspective. I'm using it in a spiritual one. And this, it was a whole like thing that I had to work through in my brain of shadow work. So it's finally published. I have an author copy right here. It's available in paperback. It's also available in Kindle version, and it's on Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it as part of your subscription. There are several parts. Honestly, the first half is like information, and then the second half, I have over 100 journal prompts with space for you to write to help you on your own shadow work journey to sort of go through some of the things that are very common issues for people in shadow work. It's broken into sections. There is the beginning, the middle, and the journey. And then after that, there are some different shadow work rituals. I have a tarot spread, I have a healing ritual bath, and an emotional healing candle spell. And yeah, so the book, I go through the history of shadow work, what shadow work means from a psychological perspective, the different archetypes within shadow work, how to use shadow work as a spiritual tool, the different methods of doing shadow work. There are guided meditations in here. Obviously, they are written and they're not recorded. I do plan on recording them in the future and putting them up here on YouTube for anyone that wants to use them. I just haven't done it yet. Yeah, so that is the new book. The paperback version, I think, is $15.99. And then the ebook version, I believe, is $4.99. And then obviously, like I said, the Kindle version, it is on Kindle Unlimited, which you can read as part of your subscription. So if you are interested in getting this, I will leave a link in the description below. If you would like a copy for review purposes, you can send me an email, hello@roundthecauldron.com, and I will see what I can do about getting you the PDF version. That will be entirely possible. So again, the link for this will be in the description below if you want to get a copy of my book. And in other news, I no longer have an Etsy store. My Etsy store got shut down for no reason. They wouldn't give me any explanation. I did the appeal process and they were basically like, nope, sorry, your shop does not qualify for an appeal. We're not going to let you sell on Etsy anymore. And I have no idea why. So there is no Etsy shop. I am no longer even going to be selling any of my crochet stuff. Honestly, it's probably a good thing, probably a good reason. And that is because I'm going back to school. I decided that I finally want to go back to school to pursue something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've tried to do this several times in my life. At least three different times in my life. But I'm finally going back to school to pursue a degree in nursing. And that's going to be happening, obviously, this fall. So it makes no sense for me to have an Etsy store and market and make things while I'm also working and being a parent and being a partner and studying and getting a degree. And yeah, I'll have no time. And I don't want to put that kind of pressure on myself to develop new products or to take custom orders and make more money with my shop and do the marketing. That's too much pressure for me. So the Etsy shop is just going to stay closed. I will not be taking commissions, and the subsequent Instagram account for the Etsy shop is going to be closing probably at the end of May or sometime in June. I haven't started the deletion process for that yet because I have a current conversation going on over there. But yeah, the deletion process takes like a month anyway. So as soon as that happens, I will make a post on Instagram saying the day that it's going to be deleted, and then it will be gone. But I'm really excited to start school and go back and be a nurse. I can't wait. I tried to do this when I first got out of high school and do like the anatomy and physiology and the psychology and do all of that stuff. My grandma was a nurse and it was just sort of something I've always wanted to do. So I am excited that I'm finally taking the step, that we are capable of me taking this step to go forward and be a nurse. With that said, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing with Round the Cauldron when that happens, because obviously I'm going to be busy. My studies are going to be my priority and I will not have the time nor the energy, most likely, to put out videos and do podcasts. And like, I might keep the blog. I don't know. I'm still on the fence with what to do about it. I don't want to delete it because like, that's all my hard work, all of my passion for what I was doing is gone. Like, I don't want things to just disappear, but I also don't know. I don't know about keeping it. So there's nothing decided on that yet. I still have some videos planned. I still have some scripts that I've written out and things that I want to talk about. But honestly, those are nothing that couldn't just be a blog post instead of a video. So I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see what happens. And I mean, I could just keep this up and do them when I feel like it, when I get the inspiration. I definitely won't be sticking to a schedule. So that's just one of those things that's kind of up in the air, I guess. So thank you so much for watching and being here and listening to my rambliness of my life update and what's going on, where I've been. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. I mean, if I'm going to be here in a couple of months, who even knows? But yeah, and I will see you in my next video. Bye.